This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. A plan called Zero KC was presented last week during Kansas City Council's business session. If implemented, it would guide a variety of actions aimed at ending homelessness in our city. Here to tell us more about the plan is Councilwoman Raina Park Shaw. She's the 5th District Councilperson and Chair of the Houseless Task Force. Councilwoman, welcome back to the show. Always good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Can you explain Zero KC to us? What is it, Raina?
Yeah, sure. Zero KC is a comprehensive, collaborative, strategic plan for us to solve our homeless issues here in not just Kansas City proper, but in the Kansas City region. I'm really excited about the collaborative efforts that we have going into this. If you look at the details of the plan, you'll see that it's not just about the city of Kansas City's work, but also we've included the continuum of care organizations, which really receive most of the federal funding that comes in for homelessness in the city. And so we created this strategy together to really work over the next 5 years on reducing and getting to what we call functional zero homelessness in Kansas City.
Hey, what is functional zero? Does that mean there'll be no more homeless people in the city if we reach that point?
So what functional zero means is that we have less numbers of individuals who are homeless or become homeless in a certain time period than the numbers that are getting housed. And so ultimately we see no more coming in than what's going out. And I'm excited to say that actually Kansas City had reached functional zero for our veteran population. But what important is that we have to continue to provide funding and resources so that we can maintain that status. But it's a functional zero is based off of a program built for zero, which is an evidence-based program that started, I want to say, 10, 12 years ago, and ultimately allows for inclusivity of the service providers in addition to other key stakeholders to help us get to accomplish this functional zero status.
You know, I know one focus of Zero KC is to get more low-barrier emergency shelters in town. What are low-barrier shelters? I talked to Mayor Lucas about this last week. Explain that to our listeners, Councilwoman, if you would.
Yes, for sure. That's an excellent question. So low-barrier shelter would mean a shelter that doesn't care what your sexual orientation is. Low barrier would be a shelter that would allow for an individual who maybe works overnight but needs to sleep during the day, they would have a place to go. Right now, most of the shelters in this area require the person to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. They can only stay overnight. Well, if there's an individual who, you know, has a job that works overnight, they have nowhere to go during the day to get rest. And so low barrier shelter means it's, you know, easy for them to have a location to be able to stay on an emergent basis.
You know, we talked about homelessness on our show last week, and one takeaway from that conversation was, you know, at the end of the day, the city didn't appear to be in much better shape heading into winter 2022 than it was a year ago. Would you comment on that? Do you buy that idea, or are we in a better place?
No, I would say we're in a better place. The strategy we put together last year actually were excellent in terms of the fact that we collaborated with over 40 organizations in the region to be able to house individuals. And what we're doing this year is we're taking the lessons learned from that so that we can now enact this in low barrier emergency shelter opportunity for this season. So this year we're actually working regionally because we recognize homelessness doesn't stop at the state line. So we are working with our service providers over in Wyandotte County to come up with strategies because unfortunately, you know, the homeless population, they move back and forth. And if we are limited on our shelters, low barrier shelters, then they're going to continue to move back and forth or put up an encampment. And so we are still finalizing the structure for this year. But ultimately, the goal that we have in Zero KC is that we have a repeatable extreme weather plan, something that we can continue to build upon each year. But if we can accomplish the low barrier shelter strategy, we really won't need to do anything special for extreme weather, because that means we would already have it in place.
Do you know where those low barrier shelters will be located, Councilwoman?
At this point, no, I don't have specific addresses or specific information, but we are looking at three different locations that, you know, would be amenable to the population that
right.
needs it
most. You know, you mentioned some working with Wyandotte County. Are you also working with communities in Johnson County where some homeless folks also come from?
Yes. Thank you so much for mentioning that. So our collaboration with the Greater Kansas City Coalition to End Homelessness and the Balance of State, those are two of the continuums of care that are funded by the they manage the federal funds that come into this region, and they have been instrumental in developing this strategic plan. And definitely we are working to be inclusive. For we know, it's, you know, it's not just a Kansas City problem. Kansas City, I think, has been taking the lead on it. But in order for us to truly make an impact, we all have to work together in lockstep unison to accomplish this strategic plan, rather than working in the silos that have traditionally happened in years past.
And you think those barriers are being broken down, that the cooperation is where it needs to be?
For sure. And I think probably what's important to say is there has been a lot of excellent work that has occurred for many years in this space. Unfortunately, the funding hasn't necessarily been in collaboration, that the funding has been siloed for many of the organizations. And so the excellent work that those service organizations have been doing is great, but it's only for a limited number of folks. So by us bringing all of our strategies together and kind of pulling the plan to work on in a collaborative manner will allow us to be all to be more effective and more successful.
Okay, we'll have to leave our conversation there. The new plan for homelessness in Kansas City is called Zero KC. Our guest, Councilwoman Raina Park Shaw, she's with the 5th District. And Councilwoman, always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.